This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU member forum here in Tampa, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Brian Scott, the man with two names. Two first names.
Actually, three first names. Middle name
really?
Is James. Yeah.
Wow.
On my driver's license, it's Scott, comma, Brian James.
Oh, really?
So like at an airport, people call me Mr. James because it's the last, yeah, so.
Very interesting.
Too much information.
Yeah, a little bit. All right. Thanks for coming by. Right. I appreciate that.
Good to be here.
So anywho, Brian Scott from PSCU is here. So how are you doing? How's the conference
Great.
Going for you?
It's been incredible. Last night we went to Busch Gardens, rode all the roller coasters.
I heard.
Yeah, that was
yes.
It was a blast.
Yes.
So it's been a lot of fun.
You're back here in one piece, it looks like.
So. I made it. Some people may not have survived, but
really?
I made it. No,
I'm still limping around today. Yeah, I'm not sure if these amusement parks are meant for us old folks. Yeah, so
yeah.
But some of us are still hanging in there.
That's right.
All right, good for you. All right, I'm glad you survived. Hey, any highlights from the conference so far?
There's been a few. I mean, so right now upstairs we have Thaddeus Young, who is Titus O'Neil in the WWE.
Yeah.
My kids are huge WWE fans, so great DEI panel going on right now.
Yeah.
We have Derek Jeter later today.
Oh,
so
goodness.
A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. No, I have like a blank spot in my schedule calendar,
just
and
in
that's
case
right
Derek
when Derek Jeter.
If
he comes down here, even better,
yeah.
For sure. But I know that's where everyone will be watching
Derek,
for sure. So, yeah. So, anywho, well, I'm glad that the conference is going like gangbusters because you guys set a record attendance,
over 1,200 people.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So, you guys are doing something right there at PSCU.
Well
done, sir.
Coming to Tampa Bay, right?
That's not bad either. Yeah, this whole waterfront area, if you've never been here, you gotta put that on your bucket list. It's really neat.
Yeah.
Really neat place. So, all right, hey, let's talk about innovation here. Because
sure.
You wanted to talk about that. And you just told me before the recording a really cool story.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's cool. It shows you how
interesting.
Yeah, I'll let you explain it. So,
yeah, I mean, one of the things that's interesting right now in the market space is innovation. And we just did a recent survey that credit unions in particular are starting to pull back on investments in fintechs, investments in innovation.
Yep.
And we kind of think this is the wrong time to be pulling back. And I was having lunch with Vitaly. He's the CEO of Ukrainian Self-Reliance Credit Union in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously because of the war in Ukraine, there's a lot of people that are immigrating to the U.S. from Ukraine.
Right.
And his credit union serves as one of those landing spots because they speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
And people that are coming from Ukraine have all these great expectations of technology because the banking system in Ukraine with technology is further ahead than we are. And so we talk about a lot, if you want to see payments innovation, go somewhere else in the world because a lot of these other countries are further ahead than we are in the U.S. And his credit union in particular, people come, they expect digital issuance. They expect all these things because they've had it for years in Ukraine and they come here and it's like, it's a new thing.
Didn't Chuck talk about that yesterday in his keynote?
Chuck talked about it too. Yeah,
I heard that.
I mean, it's just one.
If you
want to
see innovation, go outside.
Go outside the country, and so then I had lunch with them, and it's like this is a prime example.
Right.
And
so why are they so far ahead of? I mean, it's always been that with like, now I'm forgetting all the acronyms.
a lot of countries. Africa.
Was it EMV or?
Yeah, I mean, in Africa, EMV has been further ahead in other countries.
Right.
Africa, because they
before.
Skipped over, they didn't have landlines, they went
all the
straight
legacy
to cell.
Stuff. Yeah.
And so I think we've been encumbered in the U.S. because we were ahead, and then you just stop innovating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and you stop innovating, and it's like, oh, this is good enough.
Right.
And other countries, they didn't have those earlier technologies, so they've jumped to what's current now.
Okay.
And, you know, you think about EMV, it took us forever to replace terminals.
I know.
And there's still a lot of places where they don't accept contactless payments, and everywhere else in the world it's common table stakes. So now more than ever I think it's super important for credit unions in particular to be investing in innovation and technology.
Mm-hmm.
We have the message, especially with the banking crisis,
we
have the message that all of these larger banks want: people helping people, safety, trust, security.
Right.
Like, we've got that great message. We have to back it up with the technology.
Completely. Yeah, I think, and Tansley Stern said it yesterday on her, in their CEO panels, like, we should be obligated
to tell that story, especially right now with the whole banking crisis going on. Yeah.
She spoke on a panel yesterday too, and you know, her focus is it's a good thing if banks are coming after us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
I agree.
And, you know, don't back down from that fight just because they may have more resources or whatever. And, you know, we have to stand together and, you know, get that message out in the marketplace.
Couldn't agree more. So what do credit unions need to do? Because you mentioned at the very top that a lot of folks are scaling back, unfortunately. So how do you turn that ship around, especially in today's economy that's a little bit dicey right now?
Well, it is. And, you know, capital requirements, still raising rates, all of these things.
And liquidity issues.
You know, those things make it challenging, but you have to continue to have that focus. So I'll just give you an example. We at PSU, we continue to invest at least 5% of our revenue. Last year it was almost 7% of our revenue back into growth and technology.
Good for you.
And you have to have that as a discipline. It can't be, oh, we'll do it next year because we have the ability to, but maybe not the following year.
Yeah.
It just has to be part of your normal budget. The same way in a household budget, you budget for your mortgage.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to not budget for your mortgage. We have to do the same thing with innovation, with technology. We have to make it a part of our discipline every year.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, well said. Yeah. Just put that into your normal business practices.
Right.
And that way you'll be up to date. And
yeah.
if not, even exceeding the curve, so to speak. So, yeah.
And trying things out, too. I mean, there's a lot of ways that credit unions can try new technologies without having to spend a lot of money. And I think that's just super important, that experimentation.
Yeah, we were just at NACUSO's network conference last week.
Yeah.
Gosh, in Las Vegas, and they were talking about cryptocurrency and metaverse and NFTs, all this type of stuff. But they weren't talking about it in like, ooh, the sexy, well, go invest, like that type of, they were talking about it in a really practical sense. And I'm really glad that particular presentation had that angle, because it really made sense on how to use this stuff, and that credit unions really need to get into that sandbox, like you said, and play with it and see how it works and see how it can benefit your credit union.
Right.
So yeah, I totally get what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Like, try this stuff out, because it's going to be the norm
pretty soon. It is the norm now, almost. Everywhere else in the world except here.
Yeah, you're right. So how are you guys addressing that here at PSU? Because you're the exhibitor hall in there. Oh my gosh, you guys took it to an entire new level in there.
Yeah, and you know, Chuck spent 45 minutes or an hour on stage yesterday just talking about all the new things that we've invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be confusing and hard to say, wow, you're doing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And because we feel like if we don't, like right now, there really isn't anybody else in the marketplace that is.
Yeah.
And not everything may hit, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We have to continue to experiment, try things out.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're doing a lot of new things. We just formed an emerging services team, and their whole goal is just look at what's coming, not next year, 2 years from now, but what's coming 5 years from now. And that's the space they live in all day, every day. Scott Young leads that team.
Okay.
Scott's worked in credit unions before, and his whole team's focus is we're going to try new things. We're going to experiment. Mm-hmm. Some of them aren't going to work, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know, because you guys had, also you had, Vlad had a Metaversal demo station in there that I did the day before yesterday, which was a lot of fun. And then I know Lou Grilly's, he's Mr. Crypto.
Mr. Crypto,
so
yes.
He's going to come in here later today and talk about that. So I'm really excited about that. Actually, I interviewed him at NACUSO as well.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like part
Along
two.
Along with Becky Reed, too, right?
Becky Reed, oh my gosh, is she all in? She's all in that type of stuff. So there's a lot going on out there right now. So, and credit unions really need to stay on top of it. So yeah. But you guys at PSU are really doing your part to keep
trying
in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're trying. Oh, you are.
Good. I'm
you
glad
are,
to see
from
that.
What I've seen. So, yeah. So, anything else to add, sir?
I think that's it. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my gosh. Thank
good
you for inviting
you
me. And great to see you, as always, in person. And, keep up the good work there at PSU.
We'll do.
We're all watching. All righty?
Thanks. Appreciate
all right. Brian, well done.
Thank
Brian
you.
Scott, if you need anything, call him.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.